Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show, a broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
By Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher. And you can give us a call here at 646-478-5284. We've got a star-studded lineup tonight. We've got actually Brian Futch, and he's going to join us. Guy just got done singing. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about what he's got going on in music stuff, really. I want to take a change. It's been a long, long, long year, all right? And it's been a long, actually, week. And I know a lot of you are tired. A lot of you are just like, I don't know, collapsed. You're probably so wore out, it ain't funny. But we have to continue. We have to keep on going. And that's just the way America is. That's who we are, you know? No matter what happens with this election, that's who we are. We fight. We keep fighting. We don't give up. Like I'm sitting there watching President Bush, former President Bush, congratulating Joe Biden, Mitt Romney, the little lying traitor, congratulating Joe Biden. I'm looking at my hometown newspaper here, the Southern Standard, right? in Memphis, Tennessee. That's where I'm from. And it says, Joe Biden elected 46th president. Well, you freaking morons. He wasn't elected. He wasn't elected. These people that write this crap, right? He wasn't elected. The votes haven't even been counted. My God. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to write me an editorial to these idiots. At Southern Standard. As soon as I find out who exactly I need to write that to, I'm going to write them an editorial. I'm going to tell them the man was not elected. There's a process that goes through. The votes haven't been counted. Here I got some idiot on chat, and I need to get rid of him. So, we'll go ahead and take care of this right quick. There you go. See, you know, liberals that want to sit there and screw around with me, I've been around the block more than once, and you guys can sit there and try to screw with me, but you're not going to get through. I'll ban you. Because you know why? Because we own this. We own this. It's just unbelievable to me that there's people out there that actually voted for this idiot. And if you go to bitemeinthebasement.com, that's my own website that I created. I just dropped a video that's going to blow your mind. You're going to see a caravan of trucks outside the DNC Convention Center right now. And they've got all these very cool lights and so on that are on the side of their trucks and back and that kind of thing. One of them says, biggest idiot Democrats ever nominated. And it's B-I-D-E-N. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then you keep going down as they pan. You know, I can't show it to you because it's audio here, you know. But you keep going down, and these people are, these trucks are just so cool. They're lit up like, you know, those fancy billboards that you see? They're all lit up. And it's like, this is so cool. And I'm just waiting to see, I posted it on Facebook. I don't know why I posted it on my website and then I shared it to Facebook. So I don't know if it's going to get banned. I don't know if I'm going to get banned. I don't really give a flip anymore, right? Because I'm about ready to get off Facebook and whatever the parlor. I've got my own website. I can sit there and talk to people over there if I want to. I've got this stage right here, so I can sit there and talk to people over here too. But today, I wanted to kind of just maneuver a little bit away from politics and get to music. And I've got some great music, you know, with Brian Fudge coming up. It's just, this election has, and it's not Trump. This election has polarized people because of Biden, because of 50 years of radical left-wing propaganda that's got idiots marching into the polls. You've got fraud that's been noted. Project Veritas is noted fraud. You've got fraud by independent investigators. It's been noted. You've got 6,000 ballots from these voting machines that have been changed to other people. So if they can do this, right? If they can do this with your vote, your sacred vote as an American, a right given to you by the Constitution, they can do this to anybody. What's next? What's next? is the next thing coming down the pipe, voting by computer, voting by your cell phone, log into some app on a cell phone or something like that, and you vote. These people are so hot to criticize. They were so intent on impeaching President Trump for 4 flipping years. 4 years, people. Over nothing. It wasn't proven. But we've got proof with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden is on video with Hunter. Not with Hunter, but talking about Hunter, basically. And about how he fired the corrupt, what he called corrupt Ukrainian official that was investigating Burisma. Got him on tape. Got him on video. I wish the hell we would flip the House, because I would love to see Joe Biden for the next 4 years floundering like a fish with impeachment, with communist ties, with Chinese ties, with Ukrainian ties, with Russia ties. I would love to see that. I really would. I think that would be turnabout is fair play. And look, if the Democrats and the liberals want to play this game, there's a lot smarter people out here on the other side that are more than willing to play the same damn game that they did with our president, hounded every single day, every day, for 4 years plus. Being impeached, his children, his family attacked. That's what needs to happen here, folks. We need to go after this dude. We need to first figure out the election. And that's why I think Trump is going to prevail. He's going to prevail. He always has. And he's not going to stop fighting. He's not going to stop fighting for you or me. He's going to keep on fighting. And that's where we're at in this country. Right now. That's where we're at. In a sad state of affairs, when you have to hide yourself from big tech, when you have to go undercover, when you have to go and switch networks and so on, which I already did. Fox is dead to me. They proved themselves dead when they called Arizona. And they didn't call North Carolina. They proved themselves dead to me when they had their, not their cry line, but their, you know, picture of the voting results up there. And they got Joe Biden all smiley, and they got Trump over there looking like he's mad or something like that. They lost their credibility. They suspended or fired Judge Jeanine Pirro. I mean, I'm going to miss it a little bit. I'm going to miss Tucker. I'm going to miss some of the other things, but it really isn't that bad. I went over to Newsmax. It's free for me. And I can watch whatever I want to. And it's actually more informative news. It's not this op-ed journalism bullshit. It's informative news. That's where I went. OAN, it's another good network. So I went over there too. Possibly tonight, at the end of the night, I will cut my ties with Twitter, Facebook, and when I take Facebook down and Twitter, I'm taking 4 accounts with me. My own personal account, Traditional American Movement, that I've had up there for, I don't know how long, maybe 12 years, 15 years, something like that. American by Design, that's going. Bite Me in the Basement is going. The website is still going to be up. But it's all going down. It's all coming down. And Facebook, my friends, in about 10 years, maybe 5 years, is going to look like MySpace. I'm telling you. It's going to look like MySpace. Or Yahoo used to look like when they had their chat thing and all that kind of stupid crap. It's going to look like that. That's what it's going to look like. Ain't going to be long, and then they're going to be out of business. Just because of one stupid thing that Fox did that actually triggered all this. But anyway, I think we've got Brian Futch on hold, and we're going to get him on. Well, actually, we'll get him on right now. Hey, Brian, is this you?
Yes, this is me.
Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Bing?
I'm fine, man. So how are you today?
Man, probably about as good as everybody else.
Yeah, I know. I hear that, man. I mean, I'm sitting here having to calm my wife down. She's about ready to kick the butt out of somebody, but I don't know. It's been a weird week, hasn't it?
Well, I would say just add that to all the other weeks of this year, and yes, it has.
Yeah, it's been a weird year.
51
or whatever. It's been a weird year. I can't actually wait till it's over, but glad to have you on board, man. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we're going through right now. Like I said, you know, I'm reading this paper here, and it's Joe Biden elected 46th president, and I'm like, it ticked me off so bad I couldn't handle it. I need to write the editor, but we've got you, and I've got some of your music here. I'd like to ask you what inspires you to write music. I always like to write or ask people, like, what is the impetus for you to go out there? What started all this?
Well, growing up, I grew up in San Augustine, Florida. And my mother was the pianist at our church, and she sang in the choir. My dad sang in the choir. My dad was one of those people who could pick up anything. He wasn't an avid musician, but if you gave him an instrument, he could play it. I mean, it was just kind of weird. I had that coming from both sides, yeah. So I guess I got that from my mom and dad. I sang in the choir myself at church as a young kid, and the impetus for me getting into music was a band called Kiss. Believe it or not.
Oh really? With Gene Simmons and so on.
Yeah, Ace Frehley and I
was, I want to rock and roll.
All night. But yeah. I mean, I wanted to be Ace Frehley, so. It got me interested in playing the guitar, and one year in 1977 or 78, I believe it was, one Christmas, my mom and dad got my uncle to get me a guitar. He owned a music store, and he had an old guitar that was sitting up in his attic, and he put it together for me, and they gave it to me for Christmas, and it took off from there, man. I've just never stopped. I've loved every second of it. And what really inspires me to write, I don't know, to be honest with you. It's, you know, I'll be riding down the road and bam, I get an idea and it just starts singing to me. And that's where I go. I mean, sometimes people will, like When a Hero Dies, I see you have that on here. That song right there came from a friend of mine who told me a story about one of his friends who had died in a motorcycle accident. And when they were doing the funeral, the family got up there and started talking about this guy. And he had been a Navy SEAL, had won all these awards, and was a prisoner in Baghdad with the CIA. And the guy just never talked about any of this. And so a lot of people didn't know it. And I got to thinking, I wonder how many people there are out there that have given up so much and don't seek any reward for it, don't talk about it. And it just really got me to thinking. And that night, I was inspired. I wrote that song in about 45 minutes. A fellow named Cass Anawati helped me finish it up while we were in the studio. We did a few changes to it. And so I, you know, I list him as a co-writer on it as well because, you know, some of the changes he helped me make were integral to the way the song is now. But,
right. But
you know, those kind of things, those are the kind of things that inspire me. A good story or seeing something driving down the road, I'll see something on a billboard that stands out, you know, and then I'll start thinking about a song idea with it or I'll hear somebody say something on TV and I'm like, hey, that might make a good song. So that's where it comes from most of the time.
Now, do you, like, have post-it notes all over your car or something? I mean, you know, because if I don't write this stuff down somewhere, I mean, I forget. I come up with songs, and it's like, if I don't write it down, I just can't, I don't know, I just lose it. You know, it's like a good thing at the moment, but, you know, how do you keep track of all that? You know?
I'm not a post-it note guy. I don't have a notebook with stuff written down. The way it happens with me when I start writing, if I really want to write something, and I really get inspired to get going, I will write it right then. I mean, I'm driving down the road, no matter where I'm at. Most of the time, I do it in my head, and I just repeat these things over and over in my head till I've got the song in my head. I hear everything in the song when I'm writing it, so it's just kind of weird. I hear the whole band. I hear exactly how I want it to be, and the trick is getting it from my head onto a computer, or, you know, into my studio. I don't write anything. That it's probably bad. I mean, I've probably lost a lot of ideas by not writing them down. But my feeling has always been that if it was good enough for me to keep, I would have finished the song. So, you know, Once I start writing, I usually don't stop if it's a song if it's an idea I really like.
Yeah. Where are you playing at out of now? Are you in Tennessee?
I'm actually in Alabama. I live in Atlanta. Yeah, I live in Atlanta. I did a lot of playing in Atlanta while I was there, but back in about 5 years ago, I actually worked over here in Alabama down in Tuscaloosa for a couple of years with a company down there. And while I was there, I started playing with a band called Who Shot Lizzie, who is still out, who's still around. They still play a good bit around here. And I got to know one of the guys in the band who was a harmonica player, Randy Guyton. And he's a fantastic harmonica player. If you go on my YouTube channel, there's a video of him playing If You Want to Get to Heaven with us, and just a fantastic harmonica player. But I started playing with them, and we formed our own band called Southern Mojo, which I do have a page on Facebook. Not sure how long it's going to be on there though. I do have a page.
Yeah, me too.
Me too, brother.
We
played at Gip's Place. I don't know if you've ever heard of Gip's Place, but down here in Bessemer. It was an old blues juke joint that had been there since 1952. And we played there probably twice a month on Saturday night. And I'm going to tell you, it was absolutely the most fun gig I ever had in my life. Everybody that came there to listen to the music. It's situated in a neighborhood in Bessemer that a lot of people would not think it's the safest neighborhood. And it may not be on any other night, but on Saturday night, we were down there in the middle of downtown Bessemer at Gip's Place. Gip was an old black man who loved music and he loved people. And his motto was no white, no black, just the blues. And we had a diverse group of people there.
I love that.
And it was incredible, man. It was like magic, and I miss it so much because Mr. Gip died last year. And there's not a whole lot going there anymore. And COVID changed everything as well. So, but we played there and played all around Birmingham, Alabama for about 5 years. And we're going to do this again. It's just, you know, that with the COVID thing going on, it's really hurt a lot of the musicians and the creative people, you know.
It kind of hampers you, you know. I mean, you ever heard a guy named R.L. Burnside?
I have. Yep. He's been around a long time.
Yep. He's a great, great blues musician. He's passed away now, but he was always somebody I wanted to talk to because he played opposite. His strings were all opposite. I mean, you know, it was crazy. What's the worst gig? I mean, I'm a drummer from way back. I've played some good gigs, and I've played some bad ones, but what's the worst one you've ever played that you could share with us? I'm just, you know, I've got a ton of them for you, but I mean, you first.
Well, it's kind of like, it depends on what you classify as worst. I played at this place called Boogie Bottoms over here in Alabama. It's a big biker rally place, and some things happened there that I won't repeat, but I was glad to leave.
Were you in the steel cage, brother? Because we had to go in the steel cage, and I'm going, I don't think I liked it.
Yeah, that's bad. My worst gigs are gigs where, you know, I don't like doing the solo thing at a restaurant where people are just sitting talking to each other and nobody's paying attention. I'm not a background kind of guy. To me, that's painful. I play music because I love to play it. I don't like doing it just because it's a job. I really like connecting with people. So when I do play, I want to connect, you know, and if I don't connect with people, then that's a bad gig for me because I also don't like wasting time either. My Gips gigs were awesome. They were the most awesome gigs. I did the Bluebird in Nashville I did that for 10 years, playing up on the Sunday Riders nights. And I got to do some In the Rounds on Thursday nights up there. I was a staff writer there with a company called Split Publishing. And I really enjoyed that. But we had some circumstances back in the late 90s where the company I was working for, they closed, and I had to go back to Memphis, take care of my wife. She was pregnant, and just kind of got back to working so I could take care of my family. And you know how Nashville is, man. It changes every week. Something's going on where everything's changing. So, you know, I would have loved to have gone back up there and continued my songwriting career, but I guess paying the bills.
Life gets in the way, you know. Life gets in the way, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, when a hero dies, I mean, that's just one of my favorites, man. But some more. I'm going to play Trainwreck right now. Maybe you can comment on that after
that
play.
Yeah, I would love to.
It's a fantastic song. I love it. You're listening to Uncle Bing Fisher and Brian Foote, singer-songwriter extraordinaire on American by Design. Call-in number here is 646-478-5284 if you got any questions for us. In the meantime, we're going to listen to Trainwreck. Kick back. Have a good time.
There's a train wreck coming, got a bridge out up ahead. There's a train wreck coming, got a bridge out up ahead. Tried to warn the engineer, he ain't heard a word I said. There's a train wreck coming, Lord, the signs are everywhere. There's a train wreck coming, Lord, the signs are everywhere. Gonna ride right off the rails, and they don't seem to care. there's a train wreck coming. Hope you said your last goodbye. There's a train wreck coming. Hope you said your last goodbye. That old devil, he's laughing at our imminent demise. Hey, engineer, can you hear me? You better pull that brake before it's too late. There's a train wreck coming, and we're running out of time. Hey, engineer, can you hear me? Oh, you better pull that brake before it's too late. There's a train wreck coming. I see you all.
Brian Butch, train wreck. Is a train wreck coming? We're running out of time, you know. Hey, engineer, can you hear me? You know, I mean, this, it's so apropos to what we're going through
yeah.
right now, isn't it? And is music, does it actually, well, I don't need to ask you that because I know it. But music is something that transcends political boundaries, that transcends race, gender, all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just so, mm-hmm. it gets your mind off of what you're stuck on. You know what I mean? It gets you
right
out there. And, you know, it's just, it's so great that people like you that are out there, they're able to create and share and so on, that help keep our minds out of the abyss of this problem that we're in right now. You know, I mean, this is a serious problem this country is facing.
Right. I think that it's important sometimes that we at least can come together under something that at least is a common bond that we have as Americans. Music is one of those
right.
things. It's a shame that something like politics can destroy friendships. I mean, I've seen so much of it, you know.
Oh, my God.
It's really been incredible to watch. I've really had to make myself, you know, I've had to be real careful myself not to do in kind, you know. I think that...
Right.
I don't know. I love the gift of music so much. Even this past summer, you know, during the middle of the COVID crisis and everything, everybody was just, there was so much fear. And of course it seems to be the prevailing emotion that the media, likes to hinge on and to keep people scared about this or keep people scared about that. I'll be honest with you. I refuse to be manipulated in that way. This
well, good
past
for
summer,
you because go ahead.
You good? Well, I was just
yeah.
gonna say this past summer, I had a friend of mine who used to play in my band Red Velvet Mojo. That was the band I had, you know, way back when I first came to Atlanta. He's a bass player, and his son plays drums, and his daughter plays keyboard, his wife plays keyboard, and we decided to put a little project together. His son is a fantastic drummer, and he was going off to college, but they postponed a lot of things because of COVID. So we put together a show, and we did driveway concerts. And
I've been watching some of those.
Yeah, and it was so cool, you know, to get out and play. We couldn't go play in clubs or anything like that. But we got to go play in these driveway concerts and bring a little bit of joy to people's lives, you know, for just, you know, a couple of hours. And that helps me too. It's therapy for me. But music is my, it's my therapy, I guess. It's the one thing I do in my life that really takes my mind off of everything else and allows me to focus on who I am and why I'm here. And I'm, in my opinion, I'm here to make music. Everything else is secondary to that.
And it does bridge people together. And it's a time to just say, screw everything else. I'm just going to kick back, throw my shoes off, and just have a good time, And that's what it's all about. Even just jamming with somebody, it's just, even if you got a guitar, maybe drums or something, just jamming, it's just, it's so relaxing. It's so, and it can be intense, It can be as intense as you want it to be. Me and you got a mutual friend, Lisa May Norton, of course, and she was the one that ticked me off on you as far as, hey, check this dude out, And I think we were doing the Defend the Constitution rally out in Waynesboro, Tennessee. I think you were supposed to be there, but you, for some reason you couldn't be there. But that was cool. I mean, we had a good time anyways. But it's that kind of thing, mixing music with regular, your regular lifestyle. I mean, you're always out there. If you're out in the garden or something, you're humming a song, you're listening to a song, you're doing whatever. But, I mean, it's soothing. It's soothing, and
it is.
Depends on who the artist is, of course, but, if you listen to Nine Inch Nails or something like that, it might be not so soothing, but your voice and your guitar is just so, it's so laid back, and it's so country, and so, and I'm not a country person, because to me, a drummer, you're dealing with 2/4, 4/4 beats, it's kind of boring, but you just make it so intense. I mean, and I love that. That's what I love about
you. Thank you. Be honest with you,
Not that I'm that way, Brian.
No, I got you. I started out, the funny thing is, when I first started playing music, I cut my teeth on AC/DC, Black Sabbath, Ozzy. And then as I got older, I graduated from all of that to Kansas and doing some more progressive rock type of stuff because I got bored with the other stuff. And when I went in the military back in 87, Garth Brooks put his first album out in 89, and he had a song in there called Not Counting You. Not Counting You, I've Never Had a Heartache. That song, I don't know if you remember that one. That song, the way that song was written, I was like, man, that's cool. I like how they wrote that from the perspective that, and I don't know, for some reason, I was like, I want to write like that. And so that's how I got into the kind of music that I write now. I mean, I actually write a lot of different styles. You probably don't, I mean, if you go to my SoundCloud page, it's mainly the singer-songwriter country type of stuff on there, but I've got some hard rock stuff as well. I've got one I did for a Halloween challenge called Black Knight that's pretty heavy. I think it's on there somewhere. I don't remember if I left that on there or not, but I've got a new one that I haven't played for anybody. I think I've played it on my live thing called, it's called He Checks All the Right Boxes, and it's about, it's about the cult of personality that we live in now, where people live and die by their personality. I mean, even Trump as being president, he has a larger than life personality, and some people hate that personality. Some people like that personality, and sometimes the personality is more important than what the person is actually doing. And I think that's the danger we live in now, is we place personality, above, results. I don't know of any president who's gotten more done than Donald Trump in my lifetime. That, he says he's going to do something, he goes out and he does it. And most other places you would say that is a success. But this song here that I wrote, I didn't write it about Trump. I actually... The idea I got from a friend of mine who was talking about his mother was talking, or his aunt was talking to her daughter about this guy that she met and his mother. She goes, well, I guess he just checks all the right boxes, because, you know, she was telling her how good this guy was and everything. And so my friend sent me the idea, and I took it completely different when I read it. You know, my mindset was, man, this sounds like the Antichrist. So I wrote the song around that idea. I'm going to be working on that this week, maybe putting a demo together for that one. But it's more of a hard rock type of song than it is, you know, a country type of song that I'm used to writing.
Right. You know. So where are you promoting your products now and so on? Where are you promoting your songs? Basically, SoundCloud. Reverb Nation.
I am still on Reverb Nation. You can still find me on there. I have my SoundCloud, my Reverb Nation. I have my own website, www.brianfutch.com,
right,
where you can sign up on my email list on there. There's a page for you to do that, and it will let me know that you signed up. So, you know, I do that. I'm still working on new avenues into Nashville. I do have some good contacts, but I'm working on developing those contacts so I can get my stuff pitched again. I've been using a thing called Taxi, and they have forwarded one of my songs, Party in Place. I don't know if you've heard that one. I wrote that about the COVID situation that we're in, and it was back in March, I think, is when I wrote it. It's all about, hey, you know, we can't go out, we can't go to the beach, can't go to the bar, but we can fire up the grill in every backyard, you know? Yeah, so the course is, the only Corona that I want to get is in a tall glass bottle with a lime in the neck.
Yeah.
So it's a killer tune, man.
The course?
You need to go to my go to my SoundCloud site, it's on there. I've got a full demo on that one already. But it's called Party in Place, you know, but,
Party in Place.
But man, I just love to write, and I love that I can do this. I mean, I think it's awesome that God allows me to, you know, put down into words in this song, because if I don't have any money when I die, I have this large, you know, catalog of music. Yeah, that my kids will have a snapshot of my life, you know, from the time I started I let go.
You know, and it's interesting you bring that up. I mean, I've always said that, to me, money was not important. To me, you know, not fame per se, but being, you know, hey, my dad did this, my dad did that. I remember things my dad did that I would never be able to do, because my mind don't think that way, or whatever, you know.
Right.
In your case, too, the same thing. You know, you can pass that down to your kids and say, look, I wrote this song. I sang this song. I performed this song.
Mm-hmm.
I did this, you know. And you might be totally broke, like the Three Stooges or something, you know. I mean, you might be totally broke. But you give a gift of life, really, to your family. And to others,
right.
Others that sit there listening to your music and they're going, oh, my God, you know. I mean, that's what I've been getting this week. You know, I didn't know about this guy until you started introducing him to me, you know. And I'm like, well, you've been out there for a long time. But, music does soothe the soul. And it's important. It's important because it is.
I think so.
It's a needed thing for our brains to comprehend, you know.
When you think about it, it's really crazy that this thing called music is so necessary, you know. It for me, it's like eating, you know. It's necessary.
Yeah.
I have to have it, you know.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, if I'm not listening to something, if I'm not listening to a song, I'm listening to somebody talking. But the thing is that to me, the music just brings everything together in focus. I mean, especially if you got a good hook and you got a good line, that kind of thing. Middle eight. I mean, I remember some of the bands that I really followed was like Yes and Judas Priest, you know, all these different bands. And it was like, back then we were doing high energy rock, but then we would sit there and play a song like, you know, Behind Blue Eyes by The Who, and I said, let's slow this down quite a bit, you know, and we would take it like, I don't know, maybe a quarter of the speed, and it came out so wonderful. Everybody loved it,
yeah.
You know, that cover,
yeah.
Anyways. But it's like you can do certain things with songs and with music, you know, to change it up a little bit, you know. I mean,
and make it your own.
Yeah, and make it your own. They're like, oh, you got to go hear this band, man. They do this Who cover. And you're going, wait a minute, we got other stuff we're doing too, you know. But,
right.
You know how that goes. But, I mean,
yeah.
From playing in a steel cage, I mean, it's every musician's dream to be a good musician and to go out there and play out for people and play gigs and so on. But sometimes, you know, you got just people that are just like, you know, studio musicians, like Africa was, or Toto, I mean, I'm sorry, with Africa and so on. But they started out as studio musicians, you know, and then they went on to play live gigs, and they were good. Queen was another one.
Steve Lukather is one of my, well, some of my favorite artists. I mean, I when I go back, my guitar players that really inspired me were Steve Lukather from Toto. If you've ever read any of the history of Steve Lukather, he's played with everybody. Played on the Thriller album for Michael Jackson. He's written some big hits that people do not know that he wrote. And to a lot of people, Steve Lukather is a nobody. They wouldn't notice him if he was walking down the street. And I got the privilege one night. I was sitting on Facebook one night in the middle of the night, and I was on his Facebook page. It was probably about 1 o'clock in the morning, and he was in Paris on a solo tour over there. And I guess he had a show, and he was still up messing around. There's like 6 hours ahead of us. This like 7 in the morning over there, but he had been up all night. And I just got on the page, and I said he had said, mentioned something about his son. He was having issues with his son and all this stuff. And I just told him, I said, well, man, I know how you feel. I've had 6 of them. And he responded to me. and it was we were having this conversation. I'm having a conversation with my guitar idol. And I was like, not expecting it at all. And but it was really cool to talk with this guy on a personal level. You know, they're just people like we are. You know, they're just really dedicated to their craft and have taken it to that level where we all wish we could take it, you know. But yeah, he's a huge influence in my guitar playing. Neil Sean is a huge influence.
Yeah.
The guys from Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, Alan Collins, Steve Gaines. I mean, there's quite a few of them that I've listened to and played over the years. So,
there were quite a
few. Hard to know it.
I mean, that was the worst thing I could hear when somebody requested Freebird when I was in a band. I'm like, oh no, not again, you know, because we do it like 3 times a night, you know. It's like, no, can you listen to something else, you know, or Sweet Home Alabama? But I've seen their last gig in Florida. Before the plane crash, and it just that totally devastated me. I mean, you know, when you see somebody and all of a sudden the next hour or two they're gone. You know, like
they're gone. Yeah,
it's terrible, and you're like, you know, I really respected them guys. You were talking about some of the groups that you really grew up with and so on. I mean, there's some obscure people that I listen to, like Tom Waits and so on. My wife can't stand him. Can't stand his voice. And I said, open invitation to the blues, chick. I'm like, listen to it, you know? I mean, you know,
he was a great writer,
some
man.
Of the
he's
best
fantastic.
Music around.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a chain smoker like crazy. I mean, it was in R.L. Burnside and so on, like I was saying earlier. I mean, these are all just they're bluesy type, you know, and I guess that's mm-hmm. maybe where, you know, I come off at. I'm more of a bluesy type dude, you know, than anything
right.
else. But now, any sites you want to plug, I'm going to play Hard Road here in a little bit, but any mm-hmm. sites you want to plug to get your products out to people, please go ahead.
Yeah, well, like I said, my own website, you know, www.brianfutch.com. You can find my album on iTunes. You know, if you just search my name, you know, it's on there, and you can download off of iTunes. I think CD Baby might have a few albums left. I'm not sure how much they have. but to buy my music, the best way to get it is off of iTunes.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you know, that's pretty much where I go to buy stuff because it's music orientated. You know, it's SoundCloud
right.
gets a little weird there, but some of the other websites. But yeah, as long as you know you've got your own website, and you're more than welcome
yeah.
to join ours up here, but in the basement. We're trying to make
have.
This. Oh, you already at? Oh my God,
I didn't see that. Just before
yeah,
I called
did,
you.
Well, you did. Did you see the new post I just put up there with all the trucks
well,
with
I don't
the lights
know.
On? Oh, you'll
I don't
have to
think
check
so.
It out before they pull. I'm going to try to download the video so I can save it, you know, before it gets gone. But, yeah, let's play Hard Road, and we'll come right back and
okay.
talk to you a little bit more. I got time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Listening to Brian Fletch out here.
Hard road to come. And oh,
great song, Brian. I mean, cancel culture, you know, I mean, you're in that mode, aren't you?
Yeah,
I mean,
I think it's one of those deals. Yeah, we cancel each other, you know, and blame one another, you know, while powers that be fan the flames. It, you know, that last verse is really the crux of what I want to say about the culture we live in now, the world we live in now. It's like if you have a voice, you have an opinion, they don't want to hear it. And I saw a really good meme the other day that describes it. It was a meme and it had somebody talking. It said, "I don't want to hear your opinion coming out of your mouth. I want to hear my opinion coming out of your mouth." You know, and
yeah, everybody's in it for themselves. You know, that they don't want to listen to nobody.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't know what the answer is to that, because it has been in the making ever since social media came on board, and and of course, at this point now, how do you undo all that? I don't know. But you know, the last part of that verse is who's right and who's wrong. We can't get along depending on our point of view. We think we're all victims, but we've all been tricked, because the only real victim is truth. And it's so true. I mean, you don't know what to believe anymore. And
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, when you're looking at the, I understand the confusion. I really do, because what are you supposed to do when you get this one site says this is the truth and another site says this is the truth, and you've got young kids who haven't lived through anything yet, so they don't understand the ramifications of believing this lie that sounds like it's the truth, you know?
Right.
And I'm 57 years old, you know, I've raised 6 children. But trying to get them to understand what I know, when they've been bombarded with what they get through their phone, it's hard.
It's almost impossible. You know.
Yeah, I don't. Like I said, I don't know the answer, except somehow we've got to be able to explain to people, you know, why we believe what we believe. And not be argumentative about it so much as be passionate about it and why we believe what we believe. But that requires us to be educated. And we really, really have to educate ourselves so that we can be confident in what we're explaining. And,
you know what?
I mean, I would
know what it involves, too. It involves listening.
That?
Listening to what they're
That's
saying,
correct.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can't have a conversation if it's one-sided, so you have to listen to people. I found that people don't want to listen to other people anymore. They just want to hear themselves speak. Like you said, you know, the same thing. And, you know,
it's
cultural. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just, you know, and it's like that, I think, because, you know, the predominant thing I always hear is what's fair and what's not fair. And what I hate to tell you is that life's not fair. You know, things are going to happen in your life that you really think that really suck. And you've got to figure out, okay, am I going to let this thing that sucks stop me from moving forward? Or am I just going to sit and think about how unfair it is? You have to blaze your own trail. But you got to do it with the truth. And unfortunately, we're being out-propagandized in the media because they have it all. They have all the media. They have all the control. And the only way we're going to be able to outdo this is to put our money where our mouth is and remove ourselves from their media. And not just remove ourselves from their media, but somehow we got to decide with our TVs, with everything, hey, I'm not going to support this company because they've supported this. And then just stop giving them our money.
Yep.
I mean,
what we did here at the Fisher House, you know, we got rid of Fox, you know, And I mean, I used to just enjoy watching that every day. But when they called it for Arizona, that was enough. I said, we got to get rid of it. And my wife, too.
Well, a lot of things have changed.
Rid of it.
Fox.
Over to yes, it's changed. When they hired down in Brazil, I'm going, what are they thinking? You know,
yeah.
It's like I said, you can't change people, I think. On one avenue only. You have to use it on different avenues. You have to talk to them. You have to listen to them and say, okay, you know, and then counter them, you know, and so on. And you also have to use it like you're doing with music and so on. Say, look, you know, listen to this, you know, because you've got a lot of people that love music, that love, you know, talking, that love discussing topics, that don't want to get caught in this trap of a one-way street. And that's what you do, and that's why I commend you. I mean, it's just, you know, unbelievable that you're able to do what you do, because I can't write a song. I mean, if I start writing it and I forget about what I'm writing about, it'll be like, because I got 3 years on you, okay, brother? But I'm like, I'm done with it. I'm like, what the heck was I even writing about, you know? But my hat's off to you for, you know, composing some of this stuff. I mean, who are some of your favorite bandmates that you hang out with? Give them a shout
you
out
mean,
too, because you know they're important. Yeah.
Hey man, I've got three of the best bandmates. We don't get to practice a lot, you know, because I've been living in Atlanta and I just started a new position here in Alabama in Birmingham, so it puts me over here. But because of COVID, there's hardly any shows. I mean, it's just now starting to open up. And now so that we can get back to practicing. But I'm going to tell you, these guys, I got my bass player is named John Boris on Facebook. He's John Big Thunder Boris. I don't know how long he's going to be on there because I think he's moving to Parker too. He's about the same age as me. And the great thing about John, when I first moved to Alabama back in, when I started working over in Tuscaloosa, back in 2012, I was actually looking for people to jam with, and John's name popped up on this site that I was on, and I contacted him, and so I started driving up here to Birmingham from Tuscaloosa to come jam with him on Sunday afternoons, and we did that for a good 4 or 5 months. He ended up having to have surgery on his hands, and we couldn't do anything, so he recommended me to this other band, Who Shot Lizzy. And I started playing with them, where I met my harmonica player and rhythm guitar player now. And so back in 2014, I left Tuscaloosa and went back to Atlanta because I couldn't get my house sold. And I put together Southern Mojo to play at Gip's place. So we gelled. We hardly had to practice at all. We do a lot of
Isn't that funny how
rock.
That happened? I mean...
Man, I'm gonna
That's
tell you,
just
it's
funny
amazing.
How that happens sometimes. You could be totally opposite, polarized people, and when you start jamming, it's all of a sudden gels, man. It's like, wow.
Yeah, these guys, man,
I mean,
it's incredible.
A feeling, you know.
Yeah, our harmonies, we have three-part harmonies. They sound amazing, and we do a lot of the old-school stuff, you know, like Mustang Sally, Drift Away. We do some Skinner. We do... we do some Stevie Ray Vaughan. Mainly a lot of type of blues rock type stuff. We do some of my originals, and it's just amazing. I mean, how we cannot have played together. We did a show earlier this year out here on this back porch of this house I'm staying at. They got a big pool and a big area back there, so we invited about 50 people over, and we did a show. And you would have thought we hadn't played together in 6 months, and you'd have thought we'd been practicing every night. It was just amazing how quick it came together and how it gelled, and it was just—it's amazing. I love it. But John,
it's like riding a bicycle, man.
Oh yeah, and,
you know, you don't.
But
you
John's
don't
a fantastic
it. It
bass
take you a little bit.
Then my drummer is a guy named Kelly Miller, and he's a short little guy, but he can sure play some drums. And he got a high voice, so he sings my high harmony.
It's gonna have to be. Well, I guess you got to be so tall to get in the seat, you know, to hit the kick drum. But you know,
he's a little taller than that. But he just He just adjusts his throne, you know, and lowers it down and gets in the pocket. But no, he's a fantastic guy. And then Randy, my rhythm guitar player, also plays. He also plays harmonica, like I said, fantastic. And he sings our Johnny Cash songs. So he's a very good addition to our band. And plus, he lets me stay at his house. So I got to say nice things about Randy.
Yeah, he'd kick you out, man. But if you're on our website, you can post your SoundCloud audio over there. I mean, it's very easy to do. If you got a problem with it, just hook up with me. And as a matter of fact, if you read the interview introduction I did over there with you, I put two of your SoundCloud audios on there. Trainwreck and
I was looking at that
and Hard Road, and it's easy to do. You just copy and paste them, start a new post, and go away, or go to it. But I'm really looking for artists. I'm looking for people that are out there that are competent and that sort of agree with me, politically wise, but. They don't have to all the time, that's not a prerequisite. I had to kick this dude off chat earlier, but, I'm looking for people like you and other people. So make it your home, dude, promote yourself as much as possible. You won't get censored by me, by nobody.
I hear you.
You don't have to what you post, brother, because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that.
Right.
I'll probably either get kicked off Facebook tonight or I'm going to dump Facebook tonight. So one of the two. But, I'm over on Parler, Bing Fisher over there. You can look me up. You can actually look me up just by searching for Bing. I've been doing this stuff for a long time. So I've got a lot of stuff on iTunes.
I did search you up on Parler, and for some reason it wouldn't let me. I did this to somebody else I was trying to follow, and it said follow not successful, and so I don't know. I'm on Parler too.
They were broke earlier, dude. I mean, I went on there and the whole site was down. I think they're getting so much traffic from people coming out of Facebook and Twitter. I think it just broke the site, which I guess is a good thing for them because it increases their revenue, but.
Right.
I mean, I can't stand the censorship no more. I just can't do it. And people say, well, why are you leaving? You're quitting. No, I'm not quitting. I've got my own mind. I know what I want to do, and I can't do it on Facebook and Twitter. It's, why?
Yeah.
Why should I?
I don't want to contribute to somebody who censors the opposing viewpoint, and I really have no doubt. Honestly, I've stayed on Facebook all these years because of my music. I have an artist page there.
Right.
I have a band page for Southern Mojo, and I have been able to talk with people and like that on there. But I have used their events and to advertise shows, and I don't think I've ever had one person come to my show, any of my shows, because of that events page. And I mean, it's a great place to hook up with old friends and all that. However, there are certain things, in my opinion, that are important that at some point in our lives, we got to stand up and say enough is enough. And I think we're there.
Yeah, I think so too. And also on my site, you can create your own forms. So if you want to create your own form, you can do that. Like I said, I might need to make you a author or something like that over there, but that's easy enough to do. It's a click of a mouse. But I think you can do it actually right now, what I got hooked up. But, one thing, too, is we get attacked relentlessly every day. I mean, 500 attacks, brute force attacks, people trying to get in, but I got it locked tight, man. I got it locked tight. They ain't getting in. And I don't know how they do, but, they try. But my favorite song is what I end the show with. And, Brian, I wanted to, I'm American, but I wanted to just you know, express my deepest appreciation for what you do. Because what you do is a talent that not everybody has. And it's a God-given talent. And it's not something that everybody, it's not something that everybody has. You know, it's not something you grow into, I think. I don't know. You might disagree, and that's fine. That's healthy debate. But there is a talent, you know. I remember my mom saving green stamps to buy me my first drum. My first was a snare drum, you know, a snare drum. I think maybe it had a cymbal attached to it or something. It was, you know, she saved green stamps. This is way before. This is like, you know, if you talk to a kid about green stamps, they would not know what you're talking about, you know. But yeah, we went and, you know, bought my first set of drums, and I sat there and I practiced 3 hours a day. 3 hours a day. That's what was required from my school to be in band, so I had to practice. It was just, it's just a great thing to be accomplished at something. Even if it's just guitar, even if it's just vocals, even if it's just drums, you know, it's just good. It's good for kids to learn. You know, I really implore every parent out there to get their kids, I don't care if you're playing flute, clarinet, the recorder somewhere, whatever, you know, guitar, drums, get them involved in that kind of thing. Because, you know, sports and so on, that you're going to wear your body out. You're going to be, you know, pretty much toast after a little bit. But with music, you can sit there and play the rest of your life, man.
Man, it's something I don't know how I would have made it through so many of the hard times of my life without it. My son, he is my oldest. We had him when I was stationed in Germany. He is a trombone player, and when he was in sixth grade, he wanted to join the band, and we asked him what he wanted to play, and he said trumpet. And my wife, she said, "Why don't you play trombone? Everybody wants to play the trumpet." And so he decided to play trombone. And we didn't have money for lessons or anything like that, but he picked that trombone up and started playing it in sixth grade, and he never stopped. And he's got a bachelor's degree from Southern Miss in solo performance. He got a master's degree in Southern Miss in music education. Yale College, they invited him to do another master's degree, which they paid for. So he's got a master's degree from Yale in trombone.
Wow.
And now he is finishing his doctorate at University of North Texas, you know, in trombone. He knows way more about music than I'll ever know. But
he
is
must be
absolutely
a Chicago fan, maybe, then.
No, he is a Gator fan all the way. Are you talking about
Chicago,
band? The band?
Yeah, Chicago, the
band.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't know. He is a classical trombonist. You know, he loves classical. Yeah, he loves classical music, and he's the first chair trombone for the Mobile Symphony Orchestra, and his goal is to go in the military and play in the Army band. So.
Oh, wow.
I would be
that
very happy if he did that. You know, but
yeah, I would too. I mean, that is so cool, man. I mean, keep me updated on that. I'd like to know. I mean,
I will. My daughter Marissa, she's a musician as well. She plays keyboard and guitar, and she writes. She's just starting to write, but she loves music, and she's about to go. Hopefully, she's about to go in the military as well, so we're about to find out here in the next month or so how that's going to go. But I'm very proud of my kids, and they're all musical. My oldest daughter, Elena, will tell you she's probably not that musical, but she's got other great gifts. But my daughter Ashley has an absolutely fantastic voice. I wish I could. She sang with me a couple of times at a couple of gigs. And if she wanted to, she could be a pop star. I mean, her voice is that good. And I don't say that lightly.
Wow.
I mean, I've been around this a long time, and I know what sounds good and what doesn't. And if she put her mind to it, you know, sometimes they're not sure where they want to go in their life yet. And she's kind of like that. But I'm going to tell you what, they're all musical in some way. and I'm very happy that they all are going to carry on that tradition in some way, you know.
Well, the nuts don't fall far from the tree over at your place, right? I mean, I got the same thing here. My daughter is very musical, and she can sing like anybody. She plays the mandolin, and I'm like, I can't even fathom that, you know. But, yeah, and she does a pretty good job on it, you know. But it's funny how, you know, you pick up an instrument, and some people can play it. Actually, my stepson is a very good guitarist too. And he just plays stuff. I mean, you don't look it up on the internet. He just sits there and listens to it and plays it. You know, it's uncanny. I mean, I can't do that. You know, well, on drums I can, you know, but, you know, this drums is a lot different than guitar and bass and fiddle. I love a good fiddle player, man. I just love it. It's just that music there just. It cuts down to me right quick, but anyways, I appreciate your time tonight speaking with me.
Man, I enjoyed it.
It was fun. It's to me, it got my mind off politics. I probably, as soon as I get done with talking to you, I'll probably be posting something political. But for now, it was a good break, brother. It was a good break, and I did deserve it. It's good cathartic for me, and I hope it was for you. And I hope you come back and talk to us some more when you got another song coming out or whatever. And like I said, use my website. I don't care. You know, I got plenty of website space. I got I don't censor, so you're free to speak with your mind and invite your family, that kind of thing. In the meantime, we'll go ahead and any last words before we close out with I Am America? Because that is one of the best songs I think you ever wrote. I mean, I just, with
thank
that
you.
Reverb at the in the middle eight, man, or before the last chorus, I mean, that reverb where it just stops, where did that come from? Was that your idea, or was that the engineer or something?
No, that
I'm just wondering, because I always wondered. What's that?
I had some great help on that song with Cass Adamwaddy out in well, at the time he had a studio out in Oregon, and he is the guy who helped me with my first album, and he some great musician friends, a guy named Jeff Leonard on bass on there, Mark Zonder. I don't know if I don't know if you know Mark.
Yeah,
I've Mark
heard
played
of
with a band. Yeah, Mark played with a band called Fate's Warning. A progressive rock band and a band called Warlord. He's a great guy. He's a conservative and he thinks the way I do. He played drums on my album and then he played drums on this thing here. And him and I are actually talking about maybe doing something else. So, And my friend Cass, just a great guy as well, former Marine. Or should I say a Marine? You know, we're all soldiers, still soldiers. We don't really consider ourselves to be former. But Cass
never
is very talented.
Soldier.
Right. But Cass did, he did all the engineering. He did the mixing. He did the mastering on that song. So all those little effects things, man, those are all Cass. He helped me produce it and just did a fantastic job with this.
Well, that song kicks butt, and we're going to play it here in a second. I just want to thank you again, and stay around and, you know, keep in touch, man, because and hold the faith, man. I think things are going to work out, you know. I really do. I'm praying to God that they do. I really am.
Well, let me just say this, man, I'll leave it at this. I do want Trump to win. It's not over until he concedes. It's not over with, you know. But
nope.
You know, regardless of what happens, I have never, even with him in power, because you know one guy isn't in charge of the whole country. There's all those other people that are doing their things. I won't say I've lost my faith in our government, but I will say that I do not trust what they do. And I would say if we're going to pray, we just need to be praying that God, regardless of what happens, gives us the strength to continue to do what we believe to be right. You know, because if we do that, You know, we're going to, you know, things are going to happen, you know, and we need to work with our minds, not with guns and all that kind of stuff. Now, I do believe that if it gets to the point where they're trying to take our gun, you know, unlawfully doing things, and we got to do what we got to do, but, you know, we're not at that point yet. And we really need to trust in God. God is our savior. He is our help. President Trump is not our help. You know, President, whoever else might be, they're not our help. The only one person we can trust in is God. Everything outside of that,
amen.
You know, we can't really trust it. But I'm not going to let it steal my joy, man. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to focus on my music, and I'm going to keep going like I have been going, and I will call out things that need to be called out and do my best to love people. You know,
well, you keep on carrying on, Brian, because you're a true American patriot, and I thank you so much for your service. And
well, thank you, Ben.
Thank you so much for talking to me tonight, man.
Yes, sir.
It's been fun. I mean, it's something that I lacked for a while. Fun, just having a good time, just talking.
Yes, sir.
Somebody,
well, let's do it again.
Know, but you know, we're the only thing we're we'll do that, man. Just keep writing music and we'll do this again. But yeah, that's what makes this country so strong, you know, because we're able to discuss things with each other. And that's a fantastic thing that we're able to have a debate. We're not out there looting and rioting, you know. Thank you so much. And I appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you, Bang. I appreciate you having me on here.
Oh, no problem, man. Anytime. And we're going to go out with Brian Pudge, I Am America. One of the best songs. I mean, it's just my favorite song. I just don't know why it's just my favorite song, but it is. And you can listen to American by Design with Megan Fisher. And we're going to leave you with Brian Pudge. Good night, Brian. Take care.
Thank you, man. You too, man.
You're welcome.
handed down the things he was taught, like loving your neighbor and trusting in God. I am a man.
America. We are American by design, and we will not be ruled. And you just listen to Brian Butch, and you can catch him on SoundCloud. You can catch him over on my website too, buttmeinthebasement.com. You're listening to conservativenationmedia.com, and we'll be back next week. Guarantee it. Good night.